This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Directed energy weapons, also known as DEWs, are weapons that deploy a highly focused energy beam, including lasers, microwaves, and particle beams. After decades of research in the United States, defense contractors announced back in 2015 that these systems are expected to come online by 2020 and are currently announcing that they are ready to deploy in the field. Russia, China, India, and the UK are developing directed energy weapons as well. And Iran has had them in use since at least 2013. In 2019, Turkey was the first to officially deploy this technology in combat, when they claimed to have shot down a Chinese-made drone supplied to the Libyan National Army. On September 16th, Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced that China and Russia have already weaponized satellites with directed energy weapons.
Meanwhile, in space, Moscow and Beijing have turned a once peaceful arena into a warfighting domain. They have weaponized space through killer satellites, directed energy weapons, and more, in an effort to exploit our systems and chip away at our military advantage.
And for the past few years, many have wondered if these advanced weapon systems have anything to do with the unprecedented fires we have seen in the past few years. Laser-based weapons are able to destroy the target with external heat, and microwave weapons are designed to penetrate the target through external antennas and sensors and ignite the internal electronics, destroying them from the inside out. This could explain how thousands of homes have rapidly burned into their own footprint, while the trees surrounding them survive. And it could explain the several cars we have seen utterly destroyed, with temperatures hot enough to liquefy glass and metal. Michael Janich, host of the YouTube Dutch Sense channel, has been researching the Earth's seismic activity for the past 10 years. During the past few weeks, he has discovered satellite imagery that show an equal distance spread of fires, all starting within the same 4 hours.
4 hours? We've got ourselves an equal distance spread of fires here, 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 and here. So, what could cause an equal distance spread of fires? Well, only two things, Mother Nature or man, right? There's no storm in the area. You can't blame a storm. So what could cause equal distance spaced fires to spread out across, what do you think that is, one-third of Idaho?
And he also discovered what looks to be a beam of light that can be seen in the infrared spectrum, like a microwave. On September 8th, a beam of light can be seen directed to the Dolan Fire of California. The beam appears to excite the heat signature of the fire as it is held on target for over 2 hours.
Right before dawn, watch that. This is yesterday going into this morning. This is in California, the beam coming from space up above Oregon, or somewhere in between this and Oregon. And as it's going through, see how it excites? As the beam is spreading, look how it excites. It's no doubt about it. And the beam spreads first. Look, beam spreads first. It goes from a tiny, little, tight beam to a wide beam. Then the fire spreads to a wide fire.
The next day, a beam of light is seen directed at and exciting the heat signature of the Holiday Farm Fire in Oregon for over an hour.
Here it is now, and it's two of them. And it's only going to one fire, a different fire. And it's moving. Okay, it's moving. There's clouds going through it, which rules out it being an artifact. The clouds are passing through and interfering with the beam.
Meanwhile, in space, Moscow and Beijing have turned a once peaceful arena into a warfighting domain. They have weaponized space through killer satellites, directed energy weapons, and more, in an effort to exploit our systems and chip away at our military advantage.
The timing of this public admission is interesting. These weapons of the future are now officially being deployed. Are we currently being attacked with directed energy weapons? And if so, by who? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Klobuchar and others back then were saying, hey, you've got to have a full bench. You've got to have a full bench.
Because of what the Republicans did in 2016. Democrats didn't do that in 2016. If Democrats actually put the person, wanted the person that was in office now to do it, they would be making the same choice. They would be consistent with their principles.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
And I think that most people don't agree with that idea, which is why they don't care about the difference between left and right. See, until you have a group of people that decide to consistently be better than what they reject, you're going to have people in the exact position they are right now, Don, which is no matter what happens, everybody sticks with
the team.
We're
going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
I don't know.
You know what we're going to have to do?
You just got to vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts... And they can do that amendment, and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe, but that's a tall task. I think if people vote, if you had 80% participation in our elections...
I'm in so much trouble, you know why.
It's your show. What's better than this? Everybody, what do people say when they stop us on...
CNN anchor says Democrats have to blow up the entire system. I want this to sink in on this Tuesday, September 22nd edition of the Alex Jones broadcast, 41 days out, Team America. The Democrats are openly announcing they want a physical civil war and are implementing it. And that civil war that they're backing is foreign-backed. They believe the country shouldn't even exist. They hate the military. They hate police. Because it represents our republic. They want control of them. Then they tell you, oh, Trump hates the military. Trump hates police. And they lie to you, and they lie to you, and they lie to you again. Tucker Carlson always knocks it out of the park, but he did a grand slam yesterday. We're going to play some of it in a moment. Democrats threatened to fly to Washington and prevent Senate vote on Supreme Court to the United States nomination. Lay down on the floor, block entry to Senate. We're going to play some of that in a moment, but remember, this is all just setting the stage for them to contest the election no matter what. They said they will, and have Democrat states secede. Trump needs to directly respond to their calls for civil war, and the fact that you can say what you wanted about the South and the North and who was right in the Civil War. You can see both sides historically, but the people breaking away from the Union did not hate America. They saw themselves as Americans, but they were setting up the real form of the Republic to control Western expansion. And they shared a lot of the values of the Northerners, and they were related to each other. And they were bound by a common history. When they talk about on CNN, MSNBC, all the major colleges, everywhere, when they have NFL games now, and the one player who's a Bronze Star recipient refuses to not come out for the Star Spangled Banner, and the rest of the team stays inside, he got in trouble. That's 2020 America. The one guy that wants to go out. I got the article right here, and stand for the Star Spangled Banner. He gets in trouble. I thought we were all individuals. I thought we all had freedom. But you see, you don't under this system. The globalists cannot compete against an American system. They cannot compete against something that makes people fabulously successful if they want to work hard. They cannot compete with something that challenges authoritarianism. Does free market Americana capitalism make us fabulously rich? Does it make us corrupt and decadent? That's the problem, is that historically, anytime a country or a nation or a system becomes very stoic, very strong, very, very manly, they have a time of incredible success. Then people become decadent. Then corruption sets in. Then they decline. And they usually collapse very spectacularly. And younger, more hungry cultures come in and take them over and burn it to the ground. Because the barbarians are always challenged by the high culture and the technology, and they know it can come back. And it took them so long to take it over, they don't want to adopt it. They want to burn it. Because that's what vandals do. That's why we get the term vandals from the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths that poured down from north of Italy in 410 with the Germans, led by Alaric. And they burned Rome to the ground. Except for one temple that was so spectacular, when they walked into it, they said, surely this is where the gods reside. And they ran out. And so that building stands today, 1,500 plus years later. So there is red fire in the sky on the West Coast. And there is political red fire above D.C. And we're living in such an incredibly amazing and thought-provoking and dangerous time. But you're seeing humanity awaken, but only partially that Democrats will wreck the nation and that Democrats are bad people. Folks, they are sinister forces of foreign powers that want to totally implode the nation so they can consolidate power and control. And that's their own admissions, so that they can get all the land, the property, the wealth, the weapons for nothing. And it's Chinese communist-backed through the globalists that control China. And it should be so simple for Americans to come together against this, because even if you were a psychotic person, you would realize that for 99.99% of people, the republic's implosion is going to be horrible culturally, horrible spiritually, horrible financially, and most people are never going to recover. And there's going to be blood in the streets for decades and mass suicides and just things that are unimaginable. Because if you study who we were during the Great Depression that lasted 10 years, and 7 million people starved to death quietly and politely, with 90% of folks living in rural areas, you reverse those numbers, 90% living in urban areas, only half the countryside self-sufficient, 5% of the public self-sufficient versus 50-60%. Because not everybody in the country was self-sufficient. 90% were in the country, but only about 60% they estimate were self-sufficient. So 60% self-sufficient, 7 million starved to death, absolute horrific conditions, versus 5% self-sufficient. This is a doomsday scenario, and Communist China has been flying bombers over Taiwan and Hong Kong, threatening to attack. Hong Kong and Taiwan have issued statements saying they're ready to go to war. This is the type of political and cultural and historical climate where you get big wars. And all the mainline historians and analysts agree, we are right where we were at the beginning of World War I, right where we were at the beginning of World War II. All of the ingredients are there. It's kind of like a huge cold front coming in the fall in the plains of Kansas. And you know, in that cold air hits that hot air, that 90-degree air, what happens? Tornadoes. So you see that big blue norther coming in, and it's not going to get there for another day, but you know, get batten down the hatches, look for tornadoes. Back before they had even good radar, they'd be in the newspaper that a big blue norther came out of Canada, is coming down from Illinois, and you know, boy, in a day or two, it's going to hit, in this hot weather, we're going to have tornadoes. Well, it's the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen. You've got a perfect storm of all of this stuff coming together and China putting out videos where they bomb U.S. cities. And you know they've got directed energy weapons in space, as Greg Reese's excellent report breaks down. And it's just a time to have our heads screwed on straight and to get on our knees to God, because this is the big one, ladies and gentlemen. His report is at Infowars.com, but it's also at band.video in the Greg Reese section. Beam of light aimed at West Coast fires as Pentagon warns that China has weaponized space with directed energy weapons, destroying spacecraft, satellites in space, and attacking targets on the ground. Greg, a year ago, put out reports saying it looks like directed energy weapons from China, and now it's definitely feeding into it. They even pick up the lasers on satellite and radar, because it affects the atmosphere, so the laser line picks up in the radar. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Living in normal times. We are not living in the year 2015 or the year 1999 or the year 1982. We're living in the year 2020, and it's a battle between the 1984 ideology of the New World Order and the 1776 ideology of America. And the worldwide authoritarians know that their system cannot survive. If freedom exists anywhere in any way, people will choose it. The headline of the live feed that I hope you'll share for your future and mine as well on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com is Democrats officially launch foreign-backed civil war. CNN calls for blowing up America. They say blow up the American system. And bring in what? Well, we know the Council on Foreign Relations has told us thousands of times, the communist Chinese system. Now, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into the latest on the COVID-19 global power grab. Big developments there. I'm going to get into the attacks on free speech and how it's metastasizing and where it's going next. I'm also going to get into U.S. Marshals recovered 35 missing northeastern Ohio children that have been grabbed up by sex rings and how that ties into FBI agent who found Wiener laptop with Clinton's emails says FBI leadership ordered him to erase his filings. Just incredible criminal activity of that child sex ring. And more child sex ring and child porn news coming up on that front, and so much more. And a lot of really informative guests that I'll tell you about at the start of the next segment. But Tucker Carlson really is getting it, that the Democrats are bringing us into this hot civil war, and that they're going to stop at nothing. And, of course, they said they'll pack the court if Republicans don't wait till after the election. If the Republicans go ahead and do what the Democrats would do and anybody would do what the Constitution says and put in their nominee. And they said they've got the votes now. We'll break that down as well next segment. But now Mitt Romney says he's going to follow the Constitution. Well, he's never really done that before. I predict Romney, once the hearings are going, is going to find some reason to remove his vote. He is a nasty, nasty globalist creature. There's nothing evil that he hasn't found that he doesn't like to back. But that remains to be seen. But Tucker Carlson really gets what's going on, and it dovetails with Don Lemon saying he wants to blow up the whole system, meaning America. For who, Don Lemon? Oh, the Chi-Coms and the globalists. That's right. Here's Tucker Carlson last night.
As you know, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died last Friday. She passed away of cancer. It was a sad moment because death is always sad, no matter who dies. Death is coming for all of us someday. For that reason, we ought to mark a person's passing with a bow of respect. Take a moment for humility and perspective. Meditate on the fragility of our own lives and the lives of those we love. Remember that death is the one thing that unites every human being. No matter how powerful we imagine we are, at some point, we will be gone. All of us. In our case, we almost never agreed with Justice Ginsburg's decisions, but on Friday night's show, we did our best to show some reverence, because that's the right thing to do. The left, by contrast, made no attempt at all. Prominent progressives immediately descended into hysteria and rage, unbridled rage. They told us that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death was more than sad. They said it was a national crisis that imperiled this country's freedoms. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they told us, single-handedly kept America from descending into fascism and tyranny. Now that she's gone, only her words can keep us safe. That's an odd claim if you think about it. This is supposed to be a democracy. No one ever voted for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No matter how much you liked her or agreed with her, she was, in the end, a single judge in a country of 350 million people. She was not God. Yet according to the left, Ginsburg was all we had. We must obey her dying words as if they were a religious text. Her final wish supersedes our founding documents. What would Ruth Bader Ginsburg do? We must ask ourselves that and then do it. Watch.
As a nation, we should heed her final call to us, not as a personal service to her, but as a service to the country, our country, at a crossroads.
Stop it for a minute.
Honor her last word.
Back it up 5 seconds for me. These are the people dismantling the country that sold us out to China and said the country shouldn't even exist. And by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has come out that you talk to her and she had to wait like a minute to answer, that she was almost mentally retarded and part of a horrible communist think tank. That's why they put her in, because she follows orders. It's well known, ladies and gentlemen, that she is extremely stupid. Bare minimum autistic. Nothing against autistic people. But that's why they want Biden in, because he is a mental moron that they can control as well. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a meat puppet who loved abortion. What about the children? What about them being revered? What about them being remembered? I refuse to bow at the knees of this rotting witch. Continue.
As a nation, we should heed her final call to us, not as a personal service to her, but as a service to the country, our country, at a crossroads.
Honor her last words, that she not be replaced until a new president is installed.
She said, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed." We believe that.
Her fervent wish is that the next president pick. That was the last thing she said to the public.
We know who this man is. We know who this man is. This is a man who does not care about a dying woman's final wish. Clearly.
So turn down the volume and consider for a moment the reasoning here, the argument that they're making. Nothing is more important than our Constitution. That Constitution is in grave jeopardy. That's why we must substitute an 87-year-old woman's final wish for the constitutionally prescribed process for filling a Supreme Court seat. That's what they're arguing. Got that? Pretty amusing. Keep in mind, we don't really know, actually, what Ruth Bader Ginsburg's final words were. Did she really leave this world fretting about a presidential election? We don't believe that for a second. If it were true, it would be pathetic. Because life is bigger than politics. Even this year, we wouldn't wish final words that small on anyone. So we're going to, again, choose to believe that Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't really say that. That in real life, she was thinking at the end about her family and where she might be going next. Human concerns, not partisan ones. But in practical terms, it's irrelevant what she said. Ruth Bader Ginsburg doesn't get to pick her replacement from her deathbed. That's not how it works. We have a Constitution we're supposed to be defending, remember? And that's the whole point of the Constitution. If Justice Scalia had said something like that, nobody would have cared. We would have been embarrassed for him. Thankfully, he didn't say that. On some level, Democrats know all this. All this talk about Ginsburg's dying wish is ridiculous and insulting to all of us and our country. And they'll stop soon. Democrats have an alternative argument at the ready, and that's one they've been honing all year. It goes like this. Do what we want, or we will hurt you. That's the real argument they're making. Reza Aslan, a longtime CNN employee, wrote this.
All right, again, we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back and finish up a few minutes of this, and then I'm going to get into fact-checking. Ginsburg, in 2016, she said you must move forward with a nomination if someone dies, regardless. But, of course, now she's flip-flopped on that. It doesn't even matter. These people aren't even Americans. They hate you. Don't just say that. You know that. The Democrats are Satanists. They hate America's existence.
This is your last chance to get a PAC power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM PAC system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
If
after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Second transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I do want to open the phones up in the last segment of this hour and in the second hour. G. Edward Griffin, to cover the waterfront, one of the longest living grandfathers of the whole anti-New World Order movement, totally vindicated. He's going to talk about that famous defector with a high-level KGB defector interview that he did that's gone so viral again and is part of a lot of the major discourse going on in the United States and the world. That is all coming up. And you can talk about the Democrats openly announcing they want a civil war and how they're firing back. You can talk about COVID-19 and that whole power grab and the next phase of that already launching. You can get into any subject you basically want to. But I'd like to ask listeners, what should we all be doing 41 days out from this? Because I realized this morning, and it really clicked. Normally with an election, you'd have the countdown of how many days to the election. But with them saying they're going to contest it and put down 80 million ballots, illegally in most cases, to confuse things and sabotage the whole system, really the countdown should be to inauguration day. So guys, you do a great job putting the countdown every day up there on screen for me. Can we start having a countdown to the election
than a countdown to January 20th, because that's the real countdown here for all the marbles. Election day is important, but we know they're going to contest it. We know they're far and back. When you look at how weak the Democrats are, when you see how pathetic they are, when you see how their leaders aren't leaders at all and can barely talk, you're like, why are they like this? Because that's what traitors look like. The FBI reportedly talked to more than 5,000 people in the Mueller probe trying to set somebody up for being a Russian agent, and they couldn't get one American to take the money, one American to sell out. That's because they were going after Republicans. And Republicans have had their problems at the leadership level because they've been globalists. But now, you look at it, it's a populist nationalist movement. And the Republicans I grew up knowing at the grassroots were so straight-laced, like Leave It to Beaver's parents. And that's really who we are. Except I'm not one of those naive Leave It to Beaver people. I live my life pretty much like Leave It to Beaver's dad, but I'm not naive about the system. And I won't be trampled on and run over. Now, imagine if the FBI went to the Democrats and offered them millions of dollars to sell their country out to the Russians. They would have gotten most Democrats to take the money in a split second because they hate America. It's their religion. I'm going to say that again. They estimate between 4,000 and 8,000 people were interviewed that the FBI, with special task forces, offered thousands of people money posing as Russians after Trump was elected, trying to find something, and they could find nothing. They had to take CIA agents they knew who were ordered to infiltrate the Russians, knowing they couldn't blow their cover under federal law, to then set up a few CIA assets and agents, operatives, actual agents, so they could have somebody that talked to a Russian. Meanwhile, China owns the debt. It owns Hollywood. Nancy Pelosi and all of them hide it in plain view and say, we want Biden. China wants Biden. And Biden says China should be involved in every aspect of American life, from our work to our schools to our churches to our sporting events. Every facet of our culture. He literally gets on his knees beyond Benedict Arnold and does that. We were back in 1939, he'd salute Hitler. That's the level of quisling enemy of humanity. I mean, these people are flaming enemies. They are outrageous pieces of garbage. They are so absolutely out in the open. And our media is bought and paid for by the same groups. And so they just sit there hating the very nation's existence. Yeah, they just charged a NYPD officer for spying for China. It's everywhere, folks. But they couldn't get one American, including me, and I'm not at liberty to get into it. They couldn't get one American to take the money. I mean, I obviously knew it was a complete joke when it went down and what was going on. But I was in, man, I tell you, folks, this is so horrible. And then they criminally investigated my father. That's the real world, ladies and gentlemen. They went after my family. And I told them, burn in hell. I don't care. Go ahead and arrest us all. F you. Burn in hell. I'll piss on you. But that's why it's so important that Trump get reelected. That's why it's so important we hold the course, because this country is 2 minutes from destruction and total annihilation and war in the streets and everything we've built flushed down the toilet by a bunch of America-hating trash. But I'll tell you this, it's time to stop kissing the ass of Black Lives Matter and George Soros and Antifa and all these criminal organizations. And it's time to stop bowing to political correctness to always prove, oh, we're not racist, we're not bad, let us bow to whatever new outrageous crap you want us to do. No! Now they've got checkpoints set up on the highways, telling us with random Antifa shooting people in the head, saying, raise your fist, say Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. I said, say it louder. That's a damn cult. I I'm not living on my knees, and I'm sure as hell not bowing down to these commie trash. They're trying to destroy their own country. Let's finish up with what Tucker was doing where he talks about them getting into violence. We'll come back, then I'll get into all the news I said I would, and I'll give the number out again. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, 877-789-2539. Let's do first-time callers today. Or if you were on hold yesterday when the show ended. Let's go ahead and finish up with Tucker Carlson, though, laying out the Democrats going into terror mode.
They're making. Reza Aslan, a longtime CNN employee, wrote this in the hours after Ginsburg died. Quote, if they even try to replace RBG, we burn the entire effing thing down. That effing thing being our country that we built. On Friday night, another Democrat tweeted instructions for how to begin that process. Quote, we're now walking to Mitch McConnell's house to protest. More than 120,000 people liked that post, shockingly. The follow-up came a few minutes later. Quote, his house is entirely dark, significant police presence out front. It's not clear that he's here. It's clear that he's not here, as confirmed by a neighbor who is not fond of him. People are going home. That's not a protest. That's a threat. The point of it was to terrorize Mitch McConnell and his family. McConnell knew it was coming because that's how things seem to work now. The police guarding his house are probably the only reason it's still standing. Watch. We shouldn't be surprised by that. It was just last year that another group of Democrats gathered outside Mitch McConnell's home chanting death threats. It was all on video. We put up with it, of course, so it's happened again. You get what you put up with. That's true of children. It's true of countries. And we're putting up with this, so we shouldn't be surprised. Who's doing it? Well, Trump voters are fascists, they tell us. But when was the last time Trump voters threatened Democratic politicians in their homes? It's hard to recall that happening. No. The tactics are always the same, and it's always the same people doing it. Then in case Mitch McConnell didn't get the message, Biden voters assemble at the home of Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. They wanted to.
And then he goes on how they're pledging to fly to D.C. and burn everything down and block all the buildings. And we told you that's coming. And Soros is the main funder of that group, the Election Transition Integrity Group. When we come back, though, I'm going to hit the other issues, the COVID-19, the big rollout there, because I told you they're never going to end the lockdown. This is their move. It's never ending until we end it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
And that video is called Democrats. Please ask the great crew that put that together to make it the featured video at band.video. And let's make sure that we put that into a lot of the other videos we upload each day, that the great listeners go to band.video and find out which they think is most important, and you share them. And that's how we get around the censors. It's how we win. Okay. I can sit here and raise the alarm. I can sit here and scream and yell, and I do that. But it's probably more effective just to be very calm and lay this out. But I just want to explain this again to new listeners who've probably tuned in because you've heard of Alex Jones being demonized. You want to find out what it's all about. It's way worse than I can even tell you, okay? So that's my frustration, is I feel guilty that I'm not doing a good enough job describing how bad these people are. It took me a long time to figure out how bad they are. I mean, I just, they're so bad, it makes your head spin. But it's because they have no bottom. These people just... A lot of these people are very stupid. I think stupidity goes along with general evil. Now, there's some smart, evil people in control of them, but the average leftist is just a lazy, drug addict, devil worshiper. And by that, they reject God, and they love death, and they love discord, and they take no responsibility. And I guess I know why they do that. I remember back when I didn't feel as much responsibility, I did have more fun sometimes. I mean, I was not an evil person, but I got into ego and got into, you know, triumphs and got into little side issues. And I got into a little ignorant, you know, side rabbit trails. I mean, once you really know how the world works, it is a weight. But you understand things better, and there's a lot of other good things that come with it. And you really have a consciousness, and you're a lot smarter. But with it, it is very, very frustrating to watch how many people are completely ignorant, and they get off on being ignorant. I mean, take COVID-19. Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation plan to bring in world government, to bring in cashless societies, to bring in tracking apps, and to bring in forced inoculation and to make you take vaccines that are on record designed to lower your fertility and give you cancer. And so we knew when they said 15 days to slow the spread and to leave the hospitals open that they would never take the handcuffs off. And every time you get pissed, they say just a few more weeks, a few more months. And then right before that happens, oh, the cases are spiking. We can't do that now. And so Australia's like, we're going to take some of the restrictions off. Oh, sorry, couldn't do it. Spain, oh, take restrictions off for a few weeks. Oh, sorry, they're right back on. And the same thing's being done here in the United States. And it's not about the deaths. The deaths are way down. Because people now know that they shouldn't be putting on the list someone that died from a car wreck or something else. And so it's the same thing here, yet again, over and over again. Oh, the stock market's down because Trump didn't handle the markets right. And, you know, Trump didn't stop COVID correctly. And now the winter is going to begin. We're already into the fall, and they're going to have all those flu and all those pneumonia deaths of people that don't have enough vitamin D3. And they're going to all say it's COVID and then use that as the excuse to lock everything down, even though they said 2.5 million would be dead, and it's only 200,000, and again, most of those died of something else. U.S. suffers most new COVID-19 cases in 5 weeks, as doctors warn of apocalyptic fall. Remember 6 months ago, everything was apocalyptic. That was the word, apocalyptic, apocalyptic. And now, and there's always, oh, a baby died. Oh, it turns out the baby was born without a brain, with holes in their heart, with the intestines on the outside of their body. They never died of COVID. They just lied to get the money at the hospital. Congressional report concludes China could easily have prevented the pandemic and lied about it being airborne. But again, it is man-made so Gates can own it, so it'll scare researchers when they look at it. But that's it. It's meant to spread to then make you a criminal, make you someone that can be rounded up and taken away. That's really the end game of this, which is now happening. They're coming door to door in Houston, in Atlanta, in New York, in Trenton, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Los Angeles, in Oakland, in Seattle, in Portland, everywhere the same thing. Continuing, oh, professor under investigation for calling COVID-19 the Chinese virus, an Infowars.com article. The Cincinnati professor, John Uecker. And it's the same thing here. In stunning reversal, CDC says it published new guidance of risk of airborne COVID-19 in air. Of course, regular cold viruses or flu can be carried in the air in a water droplet. That's all known. But because China said 8 months ago through the WHO that it wasn't airborne, we have to follow China and the UN that are the boss. And it says right here, yet the WHO refused these overtures and this week successfully convinced the CDC to do the same. China and the WHO, the AP is reporting, are the reason that they now say it's not airborne and, quote, hurt the credibility of the CDC. Why the hell is the WHO in charge of the CDC? How are they in charge of big tech? Because it's world government, ladies and gentlemen. So the professor can't say Chinese virus. The CDC in Redfield, all of them have to take their orders when, of course, COVID-19 is airborne, and so are all the other coronaviruses, and so is the flu virus. They're all airborne. They've got different studies on different viruses, but they live a few minutes to a few hours to a few days. And coronaviruses are very weak in the air, and they die in 25 seconds in direct sunlight, about 2 minutes in partial sunlight. But you can't say that because the UN says it's not true, even though it's been known fact for 70, 80 years. How do we know what temperature water boils at? We know. How do we know what temperature water freezes at? We know. How do we know how long the virus lasts in the sunlight? We know. But it's like a new dark age where people are so dumb. Oh, we can't say UV light. You can't go to the beach. That's where the virus is the worst. Yeah, Forbes, why speaking English may spread more coronavirus than other languages. I'm not joking, folks. That's Forbes. That's not The Onion. And I told you this was coming. CDC says breathing is bad. Humans living is spreading coronavirus. And it gets worse. I mentioned this ghoulish fraud. Youngest C-19 victim in Michigan actually died of birth defect where the baby is born with intestines located on the outside of the body. And even old CNN had to do a little retracting tracker. There it is. Breathing is now bad. CDC said it mistakenly published guidance that COVID-19 was airborne. But when the UN said that they were wrong, yes, sir, that's the UN! But don't worry, it gets crazier. You heard breathing's bad. Remember in Godfather 2 where the guy's got the pillow trying to smother the other mob boss? Whatever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is not smothering someone. That is resuscitating them. That is someone being given CPR. I'm not joking. UK government says you give someone CPR by holding a cloth over their face and covering their nose and mouth. And you go, well, that's crazy. It's all supposed to be crazy. Like having convicted pedophiles come to your public school with erections through their pants and gyrate little girls and boys on them. Here, let me help you. We're going to put this over your face. That's the new thing, folks. That's how you administer CPR. It's a war on logic. It's a cult. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to get all the other news. Please don't forget that I have... Well, you can't forget, I haven't told you yet. They haven't put it up yet, but they said they're going to reset the timer and do it again because of such demand. PrepareWithAlex.com. Within the next few hours, we'll have the biggest sales anywhere on the highest quality affordable food you're going to find with PrepareWithAlex.com. We also have a bunch of other specials running at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun that boosts your body's natural defenses and is essential. You heard the God Fauci say it. Vitamin D3 with K. For your immune system in general, for living on planet Earth, you must have it. It's the highest quality you're going to find, and it is 50% off, even though it's selling out, with free shipping, because I want you to get it. Get your Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com, because the fall is here.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.